T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jill Schlesinger is with us this morning from JillOnMoney.com. We know you're on the Bills bandwagon, Jill. Just making sure you're staying up tonight for Monday Night Football with the rest of us.
I'm definitely going to try-ish.
Well, that's
because,
a commitment.
As you guys know, in the world that we live in, which is the early morning world, you pay a great price for that later in the week. And I think you guys have to do it. I get it. I may not have to do it as much as you guys have to do it.
Yeah, it's going to be a miserable rest of the week, Jill.
Yeah,
it's
like
fine.
You're going to feel really lousy on Thursday morning. It's not tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be great because they're going to win.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm almost used to the lousy feeling, though. It's all right. It's colder here, so that, you know, just adds to it.
Right? Cold and dark.
Yeah.
You better win.
Well, you wrote this week a little bit about, you know, something that touches a lot of families, and that is childcare and, you know, some of the problems when it comes to the current system. Jill, this is something I'm dealing with it right now. That it's, you know, it's amazing to look at because, you know, everything you wrote, and I encourage people to go read that, JillOnMoney.com, is true, where it's, it's so expensive. I mean, you know, flat
it's
out, it's
so
unbelievably
expensive.
At the same time, the way the current system is set up, when I take a step back and, you know, try not to think about the hit on my pocketbook, I look at it and I say it's also kind of so cheap, you know, per hour what I'm paying somebody to take care of my child. And it really can't go any lower under what we currently have. So where do we find that solution?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, which is, you know, you're getting the squeeze at both ends. So from the family perspective, you know, I think the government basically says, what's affordable childcare? And the number they came up with was about 7% of your family income on childcare. And for the median household, they kind of pegged that, the median household income is $67,500. 7% of that for a kid under 5, that seems like, okay, you can sort of swallow that. But what that number really is today is a much higher number. It's really crazy. 13% is what's happening right now, is what they, you know, basically for one kid under the age of 5. So there it is. You have like the family side. But, you know, if you're in the care industry, you really love what you do because there's no way you stay in it for the $12.25 an hour that you are being paid. And frankly, as a result of the pandemic, the two ends of that story have become really exaggerated. Parents are absolutely worried that they're spending much too much of their money on childcare. And as a result, usually the mother, by the way, who still cares more for kids than the fathers do and the other parents. So they're actually saying, I'm going to get out of the labor force. I'm going to take care of my kids because it's so hard to find childcare because so many childcare centers closed because people left that industry because they said, I can't make 12 bucks an hour anymore. It's too much. They have left and found jobs making 15, 18, 20 bucks an hour with benefits, with hours that are much more reasonable that allow them to take care of their families. So you have a significant pressure that is sitting on top of the economy. It's a big risk right now. I call it a gray rhino. It's this big, huge risk that is kind of in plain sight that we just seem to like let blend into the background.
It's a really good point. But I mean, is there any question as to why we have a labor shortage right now when you even just look at that aspect alone?
Well, that's right. And, you know, it's so funny because I love when politicians try to like sort of put their economist hat on. Well, you know, the whole reason we have a labor shortage is because there are very lazy people sitting on their couches eating bonbons. I don't think so. I think that the vast majority of people would really love to make enough money to be able to afford their childcare. But we have seen since the pandemic, 3 million women leaving the labor force. That is huge. The sign of a healthy economy is one where the labor force is growing, not when one is shrinking. So this is showing us that there is a big risk that is sitting under, right, really in front of our eyes, and we've got to deal with it. Otherwise, we're going to lose all these people from the labor force. Their skills are going to get rusty. And by the way, if you want to be cold and critical about it, you're going to pay for those people in the future because they're not going to be able to take care of themselves.
Jill, it's such a complex issue looking at everything when it relates to labor. And now, you know, the supply chain is getting obviously more attention as we get closer to the holidays. I look at the Biden administration saying, well, we're going to fix the problem. It's going to be open 24/7. And then I'm thinking, well, it's great. You can have anything open 24/7 if there's nowhere in there to work it. I mean, yeah. Is it really going to make a difference at all? And whether it's the things that we mentioned or simply, I mean, you know, people who leave the workforce and now they've found that they can sell Bill's t-shirts from the 90s online and make plenty of money, enough for them. And they're not going to work, you know, on the dock anymore because of that. It's just a crazy situation.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the idea that you're trying to relieve some of the pressure in the supply chain is a good idea. Unfortunately, this is one aspect of it. And it is, you know, this is private industry. You know, he's bringing together folks who are trying to do that. But that doesn't really deal with a problem, which is there are no truck drivers in the UK either. And we've got problems all over the country. And that we actually have a labor force that is in huge flux right now. And we've never done this before. I mean, I keep trying to say to people, you know, there's this old saying in economics, which is this time is not different. This time really is different. And if you consider that we've just gone through a 19-20 month period that is extraordinary and that there will be ripple effects for a long time, I think that that is the way you have to proceed, at least for another 6 months. Will a lot of these supply issues get worked out? Absolutely. Will there be some real lasting damage in the labor force because of what we've all just gone through? Absolutely. And should employers make some different choices? I think so. I think this idea of going back to business as usual is simply a dream among the people who can afford to live their lives, as it were, business as usual. Most American families have really been touched by this in a huge way, and they're reacting appropriately and making different decisions going forward.
Jill, great to talk with you. Have a good week.
All right. Good luck tonight.
Thanks. Jill Schlesinger from JillOnMoney.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.